Okay, so welcome everyone to the first lecture of on principles of database systems, as I will type on the first slide. So this course will go way beyond the introduction to database systems. We will go deeper, and we will emphasize the principles, so you will be able to apply the same principles to other contexts beyond database management systems. So let me start by telling you a few words about me. My name is Dan Suciu. I'm originally from Romania. This is where you hear my Eastern European accent. I joined the University of Washington in 2000, which means almost 7 years ago. Before that, I was a researcher in at AT&T Labs in New Jersey. Before that, this was Bell Labs, but when AT&T split, it became AT&T Labs. And there I worked on semi-structured data. That was then a very novel topic. Databases were strictly concerned with relational data, maybe object-oriented data, but beyond that, they didn't quite consider that to be a data management problem. But suddenly, the entire community became extremely interested in semi-structured data because XML came along. And XML is just a syntax for semi-structured data. So many of the topics, of the research topics that we investigated during that time, became relevant, extremely relevant to XML, in particular the query language. So we developed, based on the experience that we had in my group, a query language for XML that was called XML2L. And then we went to the W3C and we proposed that they set up a working group to develop a standardized query language for XML. And now you know what that's called. It's called XQuery, that query language for XML, which is now standardized. I did more work on semi-structured data at that time. One was a compressor for XML data, XML. If you're really into XML, you might have heard about this. It's still available. It had a few thousand downloads. I'm much more interested in principles and in theory. For XML, I studied interesting, theoretical questions on class containment and XML type checking, and I'm happy to talk to you for hours and hours about this. But I don't want to bore you too much. This is just to tell you what gets me excited about, what got me excited about semi-structured data in the past. Today, I don't do research anymore on semi-structured data. I think that the major fundamental ideas have been already established. I'm moving on to something that I really believe will dominate the data management field in 5 or 10 years from now, which is probabilistic data. And again, I'm happy to talk to you for hours about probabilistic database systems, but before that, I'd like to cover 9 lectures of our class on principles of database systems. So that's about me. I will be your instructor. I will set up regular office hours on Tuesdays right before this class, which will be regularly on Tuesdays at 6:30. But please, if you intend to come to the office hours, I would appreciate if you send me an email. Because if somebody shows up, then I will start doing something else, maybe even leave the office. But if I know you're coming, then I will wait for you. Also, if you are available some other day, I'm happy to meet with you anytime if that's convenient for you, and if we can find a good time that's convenient for both of us. Why is this first lecture at such a bad time? It's because next week there is a database theory conference going on in Spain. It's an international conference on database theory, and I'm a co-chair. There was no way I could have said that I'm not going. I'm usually skipping most of the conferences when I'm teaching, but here there was absolutely no way I could avoid this. Also, I should admit, I'm quite happy to go to Barcelona. I've never been there. But I really had no choice, and I apologize for bringing over at such a bad time. Our teaching assistant is Mao Nguyen. She is also at a conference. So she apologizes, she's not here. Okay, so we will communicate extensively through the website. Please examine it. There is already a lot of stuff on this website. All the lectures will be made available in PowerPoint slides and in PDF slides on the website. The first lecture is already there. The homeworks will be posted there. The first homework is already posted and is due the next lecture, which is Tuesday, January 16. And we won't meet until then. So next time when we meet, you are due to turn in a homework. To me, this is very strange. I'm not used yet to teaching 3 hours in a row. When I looked at how many lectures I have available, I got scared. There are 9 lectures. We meet only 9 times. Today is the first time. So then we are left with 8. I have to cover the whole thing in 8 lectures. It's kind of strange. So I try to get organized. The first homework is posted. I will tell you today what this is about, and that's it. Then you're on your own. I will answer email if you ask me questions. But next time you have to turn in a homework. Yes, a question.
So I kind of read the website, and I think so. Doesn't it require us to connect to the iProj server? I haven't tried that, and I'm concerned that if both of you are away, if I have trouble connecting to it. Finish, complete my homework.
So, did people at Microsoft hear the question, or should I repeat it?
Repeat.
So the question is, can you connect to iProject server? And the answer is, you should be able to connect right now. You have accounts, and I will tell you exactly how to do this. So I will tell you today. If there are any issues, please send an email, and I will tell you how. Actually, you send an email to me or to the TA. And if you send it to me, I will forward it to the TA anyway. So you can any communication with the TA, please CC me, so I have a record. I will tell you more about the homework today. My concern is that I'm not meeting with you again before the time when the homework is due. Also, we have a mailing list. You have instructions on the website how to subscribe to the mailing list. Please do this as soon as possible. Okay, so the textbooks. The main textbook is a Database Management Systems by Ramakrishnan and Gerke. This is a textbook that we use for the graduate level class. It is an excellent book in the sense that it goes deep into the material. It covers very well transactions, query processing. In fact, every topic that it covers deep. The alternative textbook, which we use for the undergraduate level class, is Database Systems, the complete book by Garcia Molina, Ullman, and Widom from Stanford. This is excellent for the introductory part. It introduces the relational database model and SQL at a much nicer pace than the Ramakrishnan and Gerke book. So if you need additional material, feel free to consult the other book. Also for transaction processing, we will have a single lecture on transaction processing. We will follow the Ullman book. You don't need to read from there. The slides are self-contained, but you will not find a one-to-one matching to the Ramakrishnan book. In general, we won't follow the book very, very closely. I have my own slides. They are self-contained. But please do read the book. It's instructive, and you can learn more by reading the book. Interestingly, Raghu Ramakrishnan, who is the main author of our textbook, is going to visit our department on February 8th. He's going to give a colloquium talk. And he used to be a professor at the University of Wisconsin, where they have a very strong database group. Now he joined Yahoo Research, and he is building there a very strong data management research. Yahoo needs a lot of data, of very novel kind of data management. So I really look forward to his colloquium talk. I also talked to him. I visited him at Yahoo. This is why I invited him to give a colloquium talk. And I think that the data management problems that they face here are very interesting. They have a very interesting novel twist. So if you can make it to that colloquium, or if you can view it online, I strongly suggest that you come to the colloquium or view it online. More about textbooks. In addition to these two main textbooks, since we will cover XQuery and XML, and this is not well covered in either of the two textbooks, you may want to inspect this book XQuery from the experts. I haven't read it, but if you fail to get the gist of XQuery, then this is a place to go. Database theory. I wish I had time to give you some nuggets from database theory. If I find that time, I will do it. But looking at the lectures and looking at the amount of material that I'd like to cover, I don't think I will get there. If you ever get interested in database theory, this is a book to read, Foundations of Databases by Abitbol, Hull, and Viano. It's not an easy read. It's not a book you read from page to page. This is where you look up topics. And finally, if you want to see my former love, semi-structured data, then this is the book I co-authored with Abitbol and Buneman. It's called Data on the Web. It talks about the foundations of semi-structured data query languages. Any questions about the textbooks? Okay. So what will we do today? I'm going to give a brief overview of a database management system. In case somebody here never heard about one, this is the time to get a first contact. Then I will describe a first simple reading assignment for next time. I expect you to read a short text from the web. I will describe the first homework, how to connect, and in general what you have to do there. And I will also describe a little bit the project. Not too much, though. And then we need to have a serious lecture. I normally stop the first lecture whenever I give this class to the undergraduate or the graduate level. I stop up at this point. I can't afford it to do it with you. After the introduction, we need to have a real lecture on SQL. And it's worse. This is going to be the only lecture for SQL. This compresses essentially what I cover in two lectures in the undergraduate level course. But I expect some people here already know SQL. How many people know SQL? Okay, so I can really go fast. If I don't finish, we won't come back to this next time. And this is for the homework, so please read through the slides. What is a database? Who can give me a definition of a database? Not I wouldn't know a definition, but I prepared for this, so I have something on the next slide. Does anyone venture a definition? Okay, let's give examples of databases. Let's start with this. Yes.
User database on an operating system.
The user database on an operating system. Is that a database or just a file?
Depends on
the
operating system.
Can you give more specific? I think of it as a file in Unix, no?
Right, but I'm saying you could have an operating system where such a file is, you know, transacted and it has structured data, you can query it, you can do stuff. Well, that's, I guess, my definition of it.
Okay, so his point is, in case Microsoft people didn't hear, that operating systems could have a user database that is a real database. What are more common databases that people know in practice? Yeah, the account database, an accounting database, the payroll database. This is how databases started. They needed to store payroll data to update it continuously. Here is a payroll database. These are examples of databases. The flights database, right? When you go to Travelocity or to Orbitz to buy a plane ticket, there is a big database with all the flights and all the plane tickets, and actually there are several such databases. Banking, account databases at banks. What other interesting things? Amazon. right? Think of Amazon. Behind the website, there is a database of all the products. And not just the products, what else do they need to store?
Customer information.
Customer information, right. Other things?
Transactions.
Transactions. Right, transaction is a sense of, I was confused, I was thinking of database transactions. Transaction is a sense of customer transactions, what they bought, right? Yeah, that's a great example of a database. So what is in general a database? I would call it a collection of related files that store data about a particular application. Let me see if I got it right. Yeah, collection of files are storing related data. Yes.
So that means it can't be one file? Can the collection only have one file? Like on Access, Microsoft Access is a single file that it uses as a database. Is that a database or is that a collection?
So the question is, can it be a single file or would we rule? We definitely don't want to rule out a database that consists of a single file. Let me just leave it like this. It's a collection of one or more files storing. And we have seen a lot of examples. But this is not what we are going to study most of the time. No, let me rephrase this. We are going to study databases through a tweak. We are going to study them through database management systems. Now, what is a database management system? And let's start by giving examples. You must know examples of database management systems. Yes.
Service.
Sorry?
SQL Server.
SQL Server. Yep, other database management systems.
Oracle,
MySQL. Oracle, MySQL. So there are some big commercial ones. SQL Server from Microsoft. DB2 from IBM. Oracle from Oracle. And Sybase, which is much smaller than the first three. And then there are some famous free ones. MySQL. Another one.
PostgreSQL.
And I'm sure there are plenty more. Some of them are simple research prototypes, database systems that are meant to be extended and modified. These are examples of database management systems. Now, what is it? What is a database management system? And here I really got a beautiful definition from SQL for Web Nerds, which is your first assignment for tomorrow. So what he says is that a database management system, it's a big C program written by someone else that allows us to manage efficiently a large database and allows us to persist over a long period of time. So there is something I'd like to take out from here. We will study database management systems, and they are designed to manage our data and to make sure that all the operations we do on that data are efficient and they are very good. But then, if you're real hackers, and I suppose most of you here are superb hackers, you can always challenge me and say, hey, I tried this and I can implement a C program that does much better than this particular query on SQL Server or on Postgres or on MySQL. And the answer is yes. You can always, if you're a great hacker, you can always beat a database system at a specific task because it's just another program, right? And if you know your task well, you can always program it much better. The idea behind a database management system is that it handles all the tasks that you need to take care of in order to manage a large database, lots of them. And they are correlated and they affect each other. And the fact that the database management system takes care of everything, this is what makes it attractive for us. Okay, so that's a database management system. We know what the difference is between this and the database. So databases are a serious business. They're at about $7 billion business, at least in 2004. The market shares were... So apparently, in 2004, according to Computer World, IBM overtook Oracle. Usually, Oracle is an industry leader. And Microsoft seems to be third. Does anyone know if things changed dramatically in the last 2 years? Okay. So let's just leave it like this. These are the major players. if you use databases in the past, it's quite likely that you have used one of the free ones. How many people have used MySQL? Wow. How many people have used Postgres? Okay, so I shouldn't spend too much time. So then I wanted to show an example, but you actually know most of the stuff, so I can go much, much quicker. The example I'm going to show you is of a real database that is the Internet Movie Database. How many people have visited the site? Ah, you know this. So this is fun. We have the entire collection of the Internet Movie Database, which is now, you can't download it anymore, but it was available about 2 years ago. One of my graduate students just snapped it, downloaded it. So now, since then we have it. And we use it for educational purposes and for research purposes. So it has a collection of about 800,000 actors, about 400,000 movies, directors, about 7 tables or so. This is the topic of your first homework. You will be asked to write SQL queries on the Internet Movie Database. So that data looks like this. And since you've known, since most of you have seen a database system in the past, this slide is not very instructive, but it's meant for people who see this for the first time. We organize data in a relational database in tables. So there will be a table of actors. This says directors, but actually there is a separate one for actors, which is exactly the same structure. There is an ID field, a first name, and the last name. Maybe I should point like this. So there is an ID field, a first name, a last name, and then there is a movies table with a movie ID field, and then there is a relationship that tells us which movie was directed by what director. Okay, so let's look at this database. So to get here, now it's going to be tricky. Right, so now I'm going actually to disconnect. Can you see what's on the screen right now? No, we can't see. Do I need to turn it?
There it is.
Ah, excellent. Yes. Okay, so now I want to disconnect, but something is wrong. I was instructed that at this point I need to turn the keyboard. Ah, got it. Goes like this.